Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Abigail Gray, who is a very well-known estate agent from North London, and I'm here to ask her some questions about her life in estate agency. Thank you for joining me today, Abigail.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
That's okay. The first question I want to ask is, why is it so difficult for mothers to be successful estate agents as well? Talk to me.
Because there's just so many things to juggle. For me, life's a constant balancing act, and it's working out where I can compromise. What can I compromise in my relationship with my daughter, with my husband, with our day-to-day life, and with my business? You know, what can I compromise on in terms of where can I spend my time? How do I balance my time between the business, my daughter, my husband, and having a social life? I mean, less of an issue at the moment because of COVID. But when things open up again, it is going to be a struggle, and it continues to be a struggle. I mean, with homeschooling, it was very difficult.
I can only speak as a man, but again, men judge themselves on that where they are in their career and, you know, and their outward way that others want to judge them. Running your own business as a female, it is quite, not rare, but it's rarer than the men starting their own estate agency. How do you sort that balance out initially, say, with your husband? I don't want to get too personal, but just so we can help other females, women watching this.
I think it's about agreeing terms up front. I definitely don't have the perfect balance. My husband works ridiculously long hours, even longer than me. So it's about finding somebody in your life where you can balance that and share the responsibilities of parenthood a lot more than has typically been the female's role. You know, if we look back through history, women have typically been the nurturer, the mother, and taken charge of the childcare, and that still is the way things are today. I mean, there are changes. There are people where the family's relationship is more balanced, or even where the father's taking that childcare responsibility. But it's still a long way before we get to any kind of equality.
What advice would you give to men watching this?
Oh, that's a difficult question. What advice would I give to men? Listen to your partners, listen to what they need, and work together to make a plan of how your week is going to run.
Do you think men are very in the moment? And again, I'm making sweeping statements here. You know, we'll worry about that when we get to it.
Possibly. I also think that it's still not thought of as, it doesn't necessarily enter their consciousness. It's not something they think about on a day-to-day basis. And I don't think it's ultimately their fault. I think it's a societal problem.
And what advice would you give to women watching this who run their own business, you know, to make a happier balance? Because I know, you know, it's all about work-life balance, although some people say that doesn't exist. It's just life and you have to spin the plates.
I think some people have a better work-life balance. I think it depends where you live. I think in the UK it's very difficult. There are other countries where it's easier to have a better work-life balance, where there's better social support or there's a more outside lifestyle. But typically in the UK, we're one of the hardest working and least productive countries in the world. So I think it's an issue that carries across the whole country. And how do you change it? I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. But I think you have to accept that life isn't perfect and life is a trade-off. You have to accept where you can make those compromises.
Do you think that all of us are guilty of allowing the perceived judgment of others to affect our own lives? You know, that you know, there's, again, you can only speak as a woman, that some people don't make that jump because they're worried what people will think about them for not looking after their children because they've got a new baby, which will be their business.
I think people feel massively guilty, and I think largely the population do suffer from worries about people's judgment. That isn't my issue per se. I think I'm very hard on myself, but I think outside a lot of people care massively what other people think of them. And I think if you want to run a business and you want to raise a child and you want to have a marriage, you have to stop worrying about what everyone else thinks about you.
How did you sort that? How did you, you know, level that one off between in your head? You know, because again, the judgment of others is really a disabler for many people.
I wouldn't say that I completely have. There's still sometimes I'll think, oh, I wonder what so-and-so will think. And there's a subconscious element to it that is always there. But I know that if I want to do things that make me happy, I can't walk around with other people's judgment. I've got enough judgment of myself. I don't need anybody else's. So I don't care too much what other people think about me.
Okay, but what advice would you give to people on how to...
How did I get there? How did I get to that point in my time? I don't know. I think it's probably got a little bit to do with how I was raised. And I can't pinpoint anything specific, but I think there's lots of things that have happened in my life that they're not particularly bad, but have been challenging. And I think I've just developed a lot of mental resilience. And in doing so, I've given less care to what other people think of me. Reading, I think you can, if you read a lot, you can learn things and you can think, well, if there's these people that are talking about doing things this way, why should I care what Janice down the road says?
Well, Janice doesn't pay your mortgage, does she?
Exactly. So I think it's about learning, isn't it? It's about growth and it's about pushing yourself. And if you want to do those things, you can't do it if you're worrying all the time and looking behind your shoulder about what everyone else is doing and thinking.
Let's come back to the original question. As a mother, you know, you said earlier on that society and you yourself have taken on the perceived responsibility that it's your job to nurture. I know you have your partner, but don't you feel guilty that the work that you do on the business, I know you're a wife first, or whether you're a mother first.
Mother first, probably.
Okay. But do you ever, the issue is the children, the husband can sort himself out. Do you ever feel guilty that you're doing this work on, and you're not doing enough for your children?
I feel guilty everywhere. I feel guilty to the people that work for me. I feel guilty to my husband. I feel guilty to my friends. And I definitely feel guilt to my daughter. And it's very hard not to compare yourself with other mothers. But actually, the majority of the children that my daughter goes to school with, the mothers also work. So it's nice. There's a bit of a community there. And we share in our mutual guilt about how we spread ourselves too thin. But I guess it's a case of what choice do we have?
Well, I think as long as, you know, surely, again, we've not been blessed with children, but from what I've always seen, it's not the quantity of time that you spend with your children, it's the quality.
Yeah, I don't think that's massively true. And I think with our daughter, we spend a lot of quality time with her when we go on holiday, which has been quite depressing because we haven't been able to do that because we love to travel. And she loves, you know, she loves that. She loves to go places and she'll be able to tell you all these things about different countries that she's been to. And that's massively important for us. And then at the weekends, we make sure we dedicate lots of time to all her after-school activities and stuff that like that.
Would that be your advice to any women watching this, that if you're juggling the plates of family and work and husbands and marriages and family and parents, because we're at the sort of age where our parents are getting to that sort of age, you've just got to focus on one and just give it all and then move. Is that, what would you say?
Well, I said earlier, it's a balancing act. And I think picking as much quality time as you can with each different segment of your life is very important. And someone told me once, actually, when I was getting very upset about how guilty I felt, that children only need like a certain hour of your time each day, like a quality hour. So whether that's the hour before bed, when you're reading with them and stuff like that, as long as they get that on a daily basis, you're fulfilling their needs.
Thank you for your time and your insight, Abigail. Thank you.
Thank you.